USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On this 4th of July, amid the coronavirus pandemic and nationwide Black Lives Matter protests, American patriotism has fallen to its lowest point in over 20 years, according to a new Gallup poll. Pride in the United States is now the lowest it's been since the analytics company first measured. The survey shows 70% of U.S. adults are proud to be Americans, but in the new poll, just 45% said they are extremely proud. This marks the second straight year the number of extremely proud Americans fell below the majority level. Results had relatively held steady for years, between 81 and 92%. Just 22% of Democrats say they're extremely proud to be an American. However, 76% of Republicans and 41% of independents say that they are currently extremely proud. Americans say they are least proud of our country's political system and health and welfare system. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The World Health Organization says it's ending a trial into whether the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine helps patients hospitalized with COVID-19. WHO said that it's accepted the recommendation from the committee overseeing the trial to discontinue testing for hydroxychloroquine and a drug combination used to treat HIV and AIDS. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. WHO said a review showed the medicine produces little or no reduction in the mortality of hospitalized COVID patients. The coronavirus has put a damper on this year's 4th of July celebrations in New York City, but some things stayed the same. Joey Chestnut and Mickey Sudu repeated as men's and women's champions at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Chestnut set a record downing 75 wieners and buns in 10 minutes, and Sudu down 48 and a half. New Yorkers were urged to avoid large holiday gatherings in order to prevent a surge in coronavirus cases. There were more than 720 new confirmed cases. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Michael Dukakis, the former Democratic Massachusetts governor who lost his 1988 White House bid to then Vice President George H.W. Bush, is warning Joe Biden not to take the polls showing him with a double-digit lead over the president too seriously. A recent Fox News poll has Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, leading Trump 50-38% nationally as concerns grow over the coronavirus pandemic, racism, and unemployment. By comparison, in late July 98, the Newsweek Gallup poll showed Dukakis with a 55-38 lead over Bush, according to the Boston Globe.
On the road again.
Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July picnic is going virtual this year over concerns about COVID-19. Fans can tune in to the nearly 50-year-old music bash via Luxstream and WillyPicnic.com. Other performers expected to play include Sheryl Crow, Ziggy Marley, Steve Earle, and Nelson's fellow Texas-based singers Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keenan, Kiki Friedman. Some of the artists will perform at Nelson's Luck Ranch in Spicewood, northwest of Austin. Others will be streaming live from other locations. Nelson's event started in 1972 and has been held almost every year since then. Moving around Texas, it typically draws thousands. The 87-year-old Nelson's 70th album was released, called The First Rose of Spring, featuring two new tunes plus Nelson's take on songs by Toby Keith and Chris Stapleton. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.